Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Manic Monday, it's always magic. Magic. We listen to that a lot in school, like 3 times.
Manic Monday?
Yeah. Huh. It's another magic, just a magic, manic Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go towards the microphone.
It's a new Noodle-Off episode. 1000% BPA free melodies. Non-toxic grooves. Sustainable beats. Free trade rhythm. No GMO, rapid fire flow. Good one. Let's kick off this carbon neutral music party. Cue the choir.
Hold up. The newest members of the internet's largest listener-comprised podcast choir are Shirley from Los Angeles, California, and Tess from Portland, Oregon. And I know what you're thinking. Is this a subtle reference to the 1994 dramedy Guarding Tess starring Shirley MacLaine? Or is it pure serendipity? And the answer is, beats me. Take it away, Shirley and Tess.
La 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 la. I hope that you will join with me. Bring your voice and your ears.
Last week, a friend and I took a flock of children into the forest for a hike. As we were walking, I noticed how noisy our steps were, so I told the kids to quiet down so I could get a little recording to share with you. I'm going to play that recording for you now. See if you can guess what made this hike especially noisy. If you said, crunchy, crunchy leaves on the ground, then you are correct. Speaking of identifying mystery sounds, let's play.
Name that sound.
And here's how you play name that sound. I'll play a sound, you try to name it. That's all there is to it. Are you ready? First sound, go. What do you think that is? If you said, that's a tiny alien chewing on Legos, then nope, that's not what that is. But if you said, that is a pencil being sharpened, then you are correct! Next sound, go! Are you able to name it? If you said, that is a pencil writing, then you are correct. And if you said that is a pencil writing the sentence,
Dear Martina, you are my friend, and I hope you are having fun at space camp. Please bring me back a mooncake and some stardust. Sincerely, Zagazelle.
Then you have a special skill. Next sound, go! Oh my, what happened, Zagazelle?
I spelled mooncake with a 7 by accident. So then I crumpled up the paper, and now I'm writing it again.
Okie dokie. Next sound, go! Can you name that sound? That's right. Zaga is folding up the letter and putting it in an envelope. Okay, last sound, go! You got it, kids! That is the sound of an intergalactic postal worker delivering the letter to space. Thank you for playing Name That Sound. Bye!
Echo song. Echo song.
Oftentimes, a sign that fun has been had is that there is a great big mess. Could be you cooked up some biscuits, you built a fort, or had a party where all the stuffed animals were invited. All fun, all leave big ol' messes. But cleaning up messes can be fun too. When I was a kid, I would just pop a cassette in the Victrola and make a little dance party out of cleanup time. Here is a song that you can sing next time you've had some fun that resulted in a mess. Or a mess that resulted in some fun. Either way, this is an echo song, so all you have to do is sing what I sing after I sing it. Joni and Shiloh are in there to help you out.
Sweeping up the sweepy stuff.
Sweeping up the sweepy stuff.
Sweeping with the broom.
Sweeping with the broom.
I'm sweeping up the sweepy stuff.
I'm sweeping up the sweepy stuff.
Sweeping up my room.
Sweeping up my room.
Cleaning so clean, tidy so tidy. Looking so good, I wanna throw a little party. Dusting all the dusty stuff.
Dusting all the dusty stuff.
Dusting with a rag.
Dusting with a rag.
I'm dusting all the dusty stuff.
I'm dusting all the dusty stuff.
Dusting ziggy zag.
Dusting ziggy zag.
Cleaning so clean, tidy so tidy. Looking so good, I wanna throw a little party. Spilly stuff.
Wiping up the spilly stuff.
Wiping with a towel.
Wiping with a towel.
I'm wiping up the spilly stuff.
I'm wiping up the spilly stuff.
Wiping with a smile.
Wiping with a smile.
Cleaning so clean, tidy so tidy. Looking so good, I wanna throw a little party. Stuff.
Putting back the outie stuff.
Putting back my things.
Putting back my things.
I'm putting back the outie stuff.
I'm putting back the outie stuff.
Putting while I sing.
Putting while I sing.
Clean is so clean, tidy so tidy. Looking so good, I wanna throw a little party.
Hey, grown groans. If Noodle Loaf has been helping fill a music education-sized hole in your child's life, then consider showing us some noodle love by visiting our Patreon page. For just a few bucks, you can join other listeners in supporting the show. It's patreon.com/noodleloaf. And now it's time to do some rhyming. I'll say a word, and then your job is to say a word that rhymes with the word that I just said. A rhyme, simply put, is when two words sound the same but aren't the same, like barn and yarn, or loop and goop. Try to say your rhyme to the beat of the song if you can. Are you ready? First word, farm.
Field. Soil.
Coop.
Silo. Hey! Gotta love farms and farmers too. Next round starts in 1, 2, space! Stars. Moon. Sky. Planet. Comet. Intergalactic. Rhyme scheming, more rhymes now or else I'm leaving. Dolls. Trains.
stuffies, puzzles, games.
Toys are for playing, rhymes are for saying. The next round's starting, so don't say I'm delaying. Squid, coral, crab, shark, lobster, eels. Sea creatures be featured in that round. Me teacher, teach me how to do a countdown. Pop, rock, jazz, blues, rap, punk. Genres of music, if you couldn't tell. Should we do a hard one? Might as well. Fusion, bluegrass, indie, country, classical, reggae. Those ones were difficult for the kids and adults, but if you did your best, that's the most important part.
That's our show, Noodolinos. Tell your friends about Noodleloaf the podcast if you think they'll like it. Tell your uncles about shampoo if they still have their hair. I would like to thank the kids on today's show, Shirley, Tess, Joni, and Shiloh, and give a giant loving shout out to our new Patreon patrons who go by the names Brenton Strahleman, Justin King, Julie Hills, Melissa Bartley and Simon Leach, Jeff, Andy and Shirley, Van and Mac, Benjamin Fine, Emery Crawford from Madison, Mississippi, and a very warm happy birthday to our listener Levi Wallace, who is turning 3,004 this week, which is a very big milestone for Levi and for all of us, really. Happy birthday, Levi. I might take a short break, but check out the Patreon page for some mixtapes and things like that to keep you dancing till you hear from me again. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs.